Welcome to the C3SYD podcast. Our heart for you is that you would know Jesus, find community, and discover purpose. To find out more about our church, head to our website, c3syd.church. We hope that this message encourages you today.
It's a powerful night. And, you know, the team is really the heart. When it comes to our church, this room, we are the heart of our church. And what beats in the heart flows to the body. And so a healthy team will create a healthy church. But health doesn't happen by accident. In fact, things drift away from health. They don't drift into health. To be healthy, you've actually got to be really intentional. And I just remembered, shout out to the 90 devices on Zoom right now. So we got team in here, we got team at Silverwater, and there's 90 people on Zoom. Well, 90 devices, so there's probably more. Yeah, that's worth clapping. It's awesome. We love you guys. So having a really healthy, strong team is really important. So that's what we're all about, that you would love church. That's our prayer. We want to get better, we want to grow, but we want you to just love church. That church would never be something that's obligatory service. That it's never this, oh, we just got to do this, I guess. No, that you would have a passion on the inside of you and a desire in your heart to serve Jesus. Don't do it for me. Don't do it for Jessen. Do it for Jesus. Do it for the Lord. We are serving God, and God is building his church. The church is not another club. It's not another RSL. It's not another football team. It's like no other community in the earth. Jesus said he will build his church, and that alone. He didn't say he would build anything else. He said, I will build my church. And so we are partnering with Jesus. When it is all said and done, this is what matters most. The people of God, the ecclesia, the called out ones. Oh, you're the called out ones. That we would stand for Christ in this age by serving and building his church. So I want to say I love you, but you go. And you come back soon though, okay? Yeah, we love you. Give it up for Ryan, everybody. Okay, so we're going to do some things. We're going to talk about some practical things that I believe we need to be as a team right across Sydney that will help us be a church in motion. And so we know what that means for us as a church, but what does that mean for us as a team? So we're going to talk about that tonight. Before we do that, I want to let you know of a leadership change in our team. We are so thankful and so grateful for pastors Pat and Amanda Ancliffe. They are not going anywhere. They are incredible. They are in the room at our West Hub tonight. And they have been serving for the last 4 years as our executive pastors and have done an unbelievable job. They've met challenges with great faith, with great courage, and they've led us through to this point. Jessen and I, all the team, we are so beyond grateful for Pastor Pat and Amanda Ancliffe. Yeah, and we want to say thank you, Pat and Amanda. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your diligence. They are two of the most diligent people I've ever met. And so we're so grateful. They're going to be continuing on our executive team. So they'll still be leading. We have increased their portfolio, but they will no longer be directly leading our locations. Jessen and I will be directly leading our locations and our location pastors. And we felt like that was really important in this season. But Pat and Amanda will be playing a key role in our team across everything we're doing. So we love you, Pat and Amanda. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Come on, one more time. Woo! It's a voice. Okay. So I want to talk to you about three enemies. Three enemies. Everyone give me three fingers. Three fingers. Come on. Three fingers. Yeah, three fingers. Three enemies of the team. three enemies that would stop us progressing as a church. Three enemies that we need to be aware of, we need to identify. And I got to tell you, it's not the government. It's not the devil. It's not your neighbor. It's not that person at work. Three enemies. Enemy number one is, now listen to me, we are not an organization, we are the Church of Jesus Christ. But we need to be against what I would call organizational ADD. This is an enemy of ours. I want you to know who the enemy is. One of our enemies is a lack of focus. A lack of focus. This is why we have a vision for the year. This is why we have a church in motion. Why? Because we are going to commit ourselves to this for a whole year. All right? We are going to stay focused on this vision for a whole year. Why? Because if you want to chop down a tree, anybody chop down a tree? Talk to me. Yeah. A small one. Yeah, just like a plant. It was a basil tree, yeah. If you're going to chop down a tree, I mean, it is no good hitting the tree once and expecting it to fall. Someone said a chainsaw. Be quiet. We're talking about an axe. Okay. If we had a tree and we were chopping it down, hitting that tree once and then going, oh, didn't work, move on. Next tree, obviously didn't work. Let's just change the plan, change our focus. No. Man, when we are going to break through on something, you got to hit it once, hit it twice, hit it thrice, hit it flice. hit it. You got to break through. So we're going to stay focused. We have got to be against organizational ADD, changing from this to that, changing, trying to find a silver bullet. Hear me, church. There is no silver bullet. Come on in the West. There is no one thing, one perfect strategy to reach all of Sydney. It will be the result of diligent, focused repetition at the things that matter most. Woo! Okay, first enemy. Second enemy. You ready for number two? Enemy number two? This villain is known as silos. Yeah, I like it. Yeah, I love that. I love the drama. Yeah. Silos. Ooh. Jesus said this in Matthew 12, verse 25. He said, knowing their thoughts, he said to them, every kingdom divided against itself is laid waste, and no city or house divided against itself will stand. Enemy number two is silos. Enemy number two is division. Enemy number two is anything that causes us to disconnect from each other is an enemy. Anything that causes us to connect to each other is our friend. Oh, you got to hear me again. Anything that disconnects us from each other is our enemy. Anything that connects us together is our friend. So if it's a system, if it's a person, if it's an attitude, if it's a whatever connects us is our friend. Whatever disconnects us is our enemy. Because if we are divided, we will not stand. If we in our own church are divided, we will not last. When the world looks at the church and sees more political division and all sorts of silly games and competitiveness and comparison and gossip, when the world looks in and sees that in the church, let alone in our team, it's gross. It's gross. It does not reflect God. And it does not show them who Jesus is. You know what shows them who Jesus is? When they look in and they see a team united. They see a team laughing together, worshiping together. When they see Avalon and Manly and Oxford Falls and Parramatta acting like one, even though we're across a city, that's when they start to see that these Christians are real. They must be actually following Jesus. Because they know how to put down their opinion to pick up unity. They know how to put down their preference to pick up unity. Because if you're holding your preference above our unity, you won't be able to hold both. You can only hold one. And the one that matters, the one that God blesses, is not the one that is right. It is the one that is unified. There is no perfect strategy. That's why there's so many different churches. And God is blessing those churches that are united, not around a perfect strategy, but around what matters most. And so C3SYD, silos, division is our enemy. Third villain. You ready? Is complexity. Oh, that's a spicy one. Complexity. Habakkuk 2 verse 2 says, "And the Lord answered me, write the vision, make it plain on tablets, so he may run who reads it." Simple is empowering. Simple is empowering. Simple is not always impressive, but it is empowering. And Jesus writes through Paul in Ephesians 4, he does not say impress the saints to do the work of the gospel. He says equip them. We are not here just to be impressive. We are here to empower. We want Sundays to be a catalyst for every seat to turn into a step. We want every life to be growing in Christ. So simplicity is our friend. We want things to be simple. If it's complex, we haven't done enough work. Because complex things are a lack of work to make it simple. How do you get simple? You get simple by doing more work on it. So it then when we present it, it's simple. But if we keep, so when something is complex, we got to wrestle with it more. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to say we have to wrestle with things to get them into simplicity so that when people are with us, they can run with it. They hear it, they read it, they can run with it. They hear it, they read it, they can run with it. They hear it, they read it, they can run with it. We want people to be able to run and make a difference for Jesus. And so one of our enemies, our third enemy, is complexity. Organizational ADD, silos, and complexity are three of our enemies. How you doing? How you doing in the West? You doing good? Yeah, you look good. You sound good. You sound good. Okay. Everyone in the room's like, you can't hear them. I know. I can in my soul. Last three thoughts. You ready? We've said this, steps, not seats. Now, we are not saying when we talk about this that seats are bad, seats are good. But we need to celebrate steps more than we celebrate seats. We need to celebrate steps more than anything else. Why? Because steps is the end game. People following Jesus is the end game. And so as a team, here's the first thing, we're going to need to adjust. We're going to need to adjust what we celebrate. What you celebrate the most is what you really value the most. So we can't say we value seeing people follow Jesus and still celebrate attendance more than we do the two people that started a connect group. We have to adjust what we celebrate. Now, attendance is important, but the steps that happen because of it is the win. The win in our church is seeing people grow in Christ. So steps, not seats. What is the practical application? Every team huddle, when we start the team huddle, here's what we're going to do. We're going to share a story of somebody who took a step. And we're going to celebrate it. We have to celebrate the same win. Does anyone like soccer? Come on, team, talk to me. You like soccer? You know in soccer, when they celebrate a goal, it's not when they got a throw in. When they get a throw in on the sideline, the team don't go, "Yes, we're winning." When they get a corner, they don't go, "Yes, we're winning." When the ball goes in the back of the net, they go, "Yes, we're winning." They know what the win is, so they know what to celebrate. We need to know what the win is, so we know what to celebrate. The win is steps, and when we see steps, we know what to celebrate. And so we're going to do it in every team huddle, every single week. We're going to celebrate the one who took a step, because that's the win, and if that's the win, we need to celebrate it. Number two, steps, not leaps. Here's the practical step. Alex already told us we need to identify the next step. Identify the next step. What is your next step? And what is the next step for someone in your world? Steps, not leaps. We are not looking for stars. We are looking for steps. We are looking for humble people. This is the church. Humble people just following Jesus, one small step at a time. You started praying 5 minutes, that is awesome. Celebrate the small steps. What is the next step in everybody's life? Okay, last thing, band, get up here. Yeah, run. People over program. We need to practically love people. Listen to me, practically love people. Love does more than it says. Love does more than it says. We don't need to just talk about how we love people. We need to show how we love people. Love is practical. Love looks like laughing together. Love looks like asking personal questions and taking interest in people. Love looks like caring about the person more than what they can do for us. We need to fall in love with people more than we do fall in love with our program. We need to practically love people. And as we do that, I want to ask everybody to be involved in a connect group. The way we really can grow deep relationships is through connect groups, through small groups. When we get in that environment where there's a few of us, we can talk, we can hear each other, we can care for each other. That's how we care for people really well. People over program. We need to practically love people. So I want to ask you, if you're in a connect group, that's awesome. If you're not, why don't you consider joining a connect group? Let's be on team and let's be in connect. And let's create that atmosphere in our church. Amen and amen.
Thanks for listening to the C3 SYD podcast. If you want to find out more about following Jesus, get connected, or find a C3 SYD location near you, head to c3syd.church/connect-with-us. To make sure you don't miss out on our next podcast, click subscribe. We look forward to having you back soon.